This is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ.
Well, he made us laugh, and boy, he could make us cry, especially this morning. Actor Robin Williams found dead of an apparent suicide at his home in Marin County in California, 63 years old. And joining us live now as we take a look at his life and his influence on so many great films and television, WTOP's film critic Jason Fraley joins us.
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
I know.
No, no, you don't. It's not your fault.
And the Oscar goes to Robin Williams and Good Will Hunting.
This might be the one time I'm speechless.
What a great movie. He was with Matt Damon in that film. It was just phenomenal. We all learned life lessons watching that movie, didn't we, Jason?
Yeah, and when you hear him giving that inspirational quote to Matt Damon, it's not your fault, and he embraces him in a hug. We almost wish that we could reach out and do that to Robin Williams today. So many times these great comedians have this dark, tortured side, like the old song, the Tears of a Clown. You know,
yeah.
I think that movie is really going to last once people start making the best list, like the next AFI Top 100, because you can get Robin Williams, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon all into one entry there.
Yeah, that's true.
That dark side of him was so not evident because he did so many of those family-friendly, wonderful roles.
Greetings, Fonzie. Remember me, Mork from Ork? You once called me the nutso from outer space.
Mrs. Doubtfire!
Help is on the way!
You all right, boy?
Daddy?
Yeah, honey. It's me.
Mr. Lanza, what will your pleasure be?
The best genie ever.
And he almost felt like part of our family between the Disney movies or watching Happy Days or Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, I loved Mrs. Doubtfire.
And speaking of those life lessons.
Seize the day if you couldn't make it out.
The line from Dead Poets Society, I think we can apply to our own lives today. Let's seize the day because you never know when it's our last, guys.
That is so true. All right, WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, thank you so much. And of course, we're asking you this morning, share your thoughts about Robin Williams on the WTOP talkback line.
God rest Robin Williams' soul. He left us with so many laughs. Seems so tragically ironic that someone so funny could have been so depressed and had so many demons.
The first time I saw Robin Williams, he was a tornado of insane comedy doing stand-up. And I watched him his whole career, and I knew about his fight with depression, and I feel bad that he's gone. Robin, we miss you, man. You were one of the great ones.